Torah tells us Parshas Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem Shifteichem, Tekneichem Vishreichem Kol Yish Yisrael. And question, Lashon Nitzavim. Nitzavim means to stand. But Chazal understand that Nitzavim, the way the Shem Yishmuel is going to explain, has a greater connotation than just to stand versus sitting. It's interesting, in Korach, Pasuk says, page 2, Vayelu me'al mishkan Korach, doso v'avirim misovim, v'doso v'avirim yotzu nitzovim, Pesach oleim, Shem v'neim v'tapim. That Dosav Aviram were Nitzavim. So what does this mean? So the Medrash Tanchuma on page 3 Atem Nitzavim Hayom Zal Sha'omer HaKosov Hafoch Rishoyim Ve'enam Beis Tzadikim Yamam. Kol zman she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel b'maseihem shel rishoyim u'mahapech b'hem ein lehem tekuma. Because whenever Hashem looks at the maisim of the rishoyim, they don't last. Hafach b'maseihem shel dor ha'mabul lo yisem tekuma. Because the dor ha'mabul got destroyed. Anshei Sodom, it got destroyed. So the Shem Yishmuel is going to point out that Nitzavim doesn't mean just stand. Nitzavim has a connotation of permanence. Of permanence. Something that's going to stand but be permanent. As opposed to Atem Nitzavim, that's going to have a certain permanence in its standing. So let us understand what that idea is all about, of the permanence of the Ma'aseh Tzaddikim. Then the Shem Yishmuel wants to understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Tezayin Amud Aleph. You know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Rama Rav Yitzchak, Lama Toikim Rosh Hashanah? Lama Toikim Rachmano Martiklo, Lama Mirim? Mirim Rachmano Marzichon Trua. El Lama Toikim Mirim Shem Yoishvin, the Toikim Mirim Shem Omdim Kidei La'arbev Hasotim. That, in other words, the most Rishonim learned that we have the Tkias, the Miyushav. That's the Tkiyas before Musaf. And so L'chor, that should have been enough. We blew everything. We blew all the combinations. So why do you got to blow again in Musaf? That's called the Tkiyas of the Mu'umad. Except for the Balamor, it's a different sheet, but that's the Tkiyas of the Mu'umad. Kidei la'arbev ha'satan. To get the satan mixed up. Kidei la'arbev ha'satan. So, what's this idea? In the Arbev HaSotan. In other words, the Sotan, we mentioned yesterday, the Sotan is always trying to make us look bad. And he wants to always, he's the prosecutor. He's the prosecutor. He's going to always go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Nekisei HaKovod and say, we did this, the Klal Yisrael is not good, da da da. He's always, so we want to get him for blunged. So how do we get him for blunged? He says, "Sheyishma Yisrael mechabim." In other words, he's always going to say that we, well, Yisrael, they don't really care about mitzvahs. They're not so good. They don't care about mitzvahs. Okay. But when he sees Yisrael, they're blowing shofar so much, they care so much about the mitzvah, that he has nothing to say anymore. That's how the Shemi Shmuel is going to explain. However, that's how Rashi explains. The Shemi Shmuel, we're going to see soon, will give a different shot in this Gemara. Then, there's a pasuk in Koheles. It says, Tov yelad miskein v'chacham. It's better a young, youthful person who's poor but wise, mimelech zokin uksil, asher lo yodag lizar od. Better a yelad miskein v'chacham, mimelech zokin uksil. So the Medrash says, the yelad miskein v'chacham is the yetzer tov, and the zaken uksil is the yetzer hara. So we have to understand what's this connotation that the Medrash saying that the youthful person, that's the yetzer tov, and the old king who's not wise, that's the yetzer hara. What does that mean? So the Shemi Shmuel says we have to understand that as well. And furthermore, the Gemara Kedushin and Lamed Amud Beis on page 8, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Yitzchok Shal Odom Mischadeh Shalom B'chol Yom. That a person's yetzer hara is a mechadish every day. That yetzer hara has new tricks. New tricks. And without Hashem's help, we wouldn't be able to stand up against it. So what's this idea of the new tricks of the yetzer hara? So let's look in the Shemi Shmuel on page 11. We'll see an unbelievable thing. And then on page 12. Shemi Shmuel says like, V'nira shatanchum adoresh nitzovim loshen kiyum. Because Tanchum gives all these examples of the Rishayim that never lasted. The Dora has the stone and the Hafloga and the marble and all these things. Atem Nitzavim means Loshen Kiyum. So what gives Kiyum to something? So he says Kiyum comes from his Hischachus. Meaning, if you have a chves, some clothing, it's old clothing. So as the years go on, it becomes worn out, worn and torn, etc. Anything that's new has a kiyum. So if some way we're able to reinvigorate something that it doesn't become warped, then that is the ultimate way of having kiyum, by constant hischachus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom. That's what he says from the Rebbe of Lublin. Second hour. V'yatata hayom v'ashivosa el vavecha. That every day we have to have a new yediyas Hashem. We have to think about it in a new way, understand it. So he says, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the world Koach HaChiddush. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'chol Yom. That's what, you know, the Rama says in the Taurus Oila, that the reason why you go to the water by Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah is because that's the place where you see Bria Olam. Why? Because what did Bria Olam do? Before Bria Olam, It was tov avo. The water was on the earth. It was on the land. Hashem said, Yikovam ha'mayim ha'makom ha'echad v'seira ha'yabasha. So where do you see that? You see that when you come to the boundary between the water and the land, and you see, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it back from coming back on, that's Machadish Betuvo B'chol Yom Tov Min Maasev Reishis. That's the Koyach HaChidosh. And Rosh Hashanah is the day where the world was created, where Adam was created. So every Rosh Hashanah, we reinvigorate this Koyach HaChidosh. To things be fresh. So he says like this. Look in the third column. In other words, Hashem puts in the Koach HaChidosh. So now it's up for grabs. Meaning, if it's taken for Kedusha, then it's going to be used for Kedusha. But if not, the Koach HaTumah is going to hold on to it. In other words, the Yetzer Hara, if you don't take it for Kedusha, the Yetzer Hara is going to take it to try to find a new type of Yetzer Hara to try to machshel you. A new type of Yetzer Hara to try to machshel you. That's why Yetzer Hara is Nikra Melech Zaken V'Ksiel. So what does that mean? So he says, that the Yetzer Hara, when we don't take the Koach HaChidosh that Hashem puts in the world and use it for Kedusha, then the Satan is going to use it for Tumah. And that's what it means. Yitzo shal Adam mischadesh alav, or misgaber alav chol yom. So what does that mean? It's mashma that it's a youthful thing, the Yetzer Hara. So why does the Medrash say it's the Melech Seal? So what he means to say is that if we didn't use the Koach HaChidosh, and that's when the Yetzer Hara is going to win us. The Yetzer Hara is called Melech Seal because we didn't use the Koach HaChidosh for the Dvarim Shebekdusha. So we let it rot away, so to speak. So that's when the Yetzer Hara gets its power. So the Yetzer Hara gets its power from the lack of Chiddush. And the Yetzer Tov is called the Yalk Miskein because it gets its strength when we use the Koach HaChidosh for Kedusha. The Yetzer Hara is just the opposite. The Yetzer Hara gets its power when we don't use the Koach HaChidosh. So the Yetzer Hara is like the Zaken. Because Zaken means there's no Chiddush. It's Zaken. So the Yetzer Tov thrives from using the Koach HaChidosh. The Yetzer Hara thrives from us not using the Koach HaChidosh. So that's why the Yetzer Tov is called what? It's called the Melech, is the Yalid Miskein. And the Yetzer Hara is the what? Is the Melech Seal. Because the Yetzer Hara thrives when we don't use the Koach HaChidosh for good. And the Yetzer Tov thrives from when? When we use the Koach HaChidosh for good. So he says that's Pshat in the Gemara. Lama toki in the Marim Kshem Yoshvim toki Marim Kshem Omdim Kedei La'arveves HaSatam. So what does that mean? It means that Rashi says when the Satan sees we're mechabev the mitzvahs. Because chibub mitzvah comes when you have a feel of hischachus. When you have a feel it's worn out. So then there's no chibub mitzvah. You're not excited about it. So when we on Rosh Hashanah blow shofar so much and we're so excited, the satan loses all its power, because the satan's power comes from what? From us not using the koach hachiddush for kedusha. So the satan loses his power Rosh Hashanah once he sees that Yisrael is oisig b'koach hischachus. And what does it mean by Dosan Vavira, Yotsu Nitzovim? Means they always, Nitzovim means that their rishus was reinvigorated all the time. It had a strength to it. That's why Nitzovim. Nitzovim means permanent. And permanence comes from Koach HaChiddush. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, we have to show that's the beginning of the world. So it's tremendous Koach HaChiddush that's going to be coming onto the world. So if we don't co-opt this for Tov, then the other side gets it. So if we use that opportunity to say we want to start fresh, we want to learn better, we want to daven better, we want to have a start fresh, a new year, a new beginning, a new hischachus, if we don't use it for Kedusha, so then the Yetzer Hara will use it for its thing. And Atem Nitzovim means we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because with the Koach HaEschachus L'Tov, in contrast to Dosan Vaviram, who used the Koach HaEschachus L'Ra. Oh, but the Shem Yishmuel says another Nekuda, and that is on page 12. He says an unbelievable thing. Another pshat in La'arbe v'sasotan, Rashi says, when he sees Yisrael m'chavim es ha-mitzvahs. So he says on the second column, third, the fourth line, the last word in the line is Vihinei. The Gemara says in Yuma, the famous Gemara, Tshuva Ba'ava Zdonos Nasalo Kizchuyos. He says, when a person does Tshuva Miyira, the Gemara says, then all the Averis we did B'mezit are like Averis B'shogeg now. But when you do tshuva me'ava, then all the averis we did turn out to zchuyos, since we did tshuva me'ava. That's the famous Gemara. Oh, so he says beautifully. Once Klal Yisrael is mechabev mitzvahs, so that shows they're on the way of to teshuva me'ava, because you don't mechabev a mitzvah unless you're really into it. You love it. Something you love, you can't get enough of it. So the Shem Shmuel says beautifully, what is it? Something coming for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Klal Yisrael did this thing wrong. They did all these things wrong. That's what he normally does. But if he knows that we're going to do tshuva what? Me'ava. So he doesn't want to bring those things to the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately they'll be zchuyos, and he's looking to mess us up. So therefore he doesn't know what to say now. The good things he doesn't want to bring. The bad things he doesn't want to bring either, because the bad things are what? Are going to turn to be good once we're doing tshuva me'ava. So the the kernel of Tshuva Me'ava starts on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. What's interesting is a famous piece in the Kedushas Levi. I didn't Xerox it, but you should see it inside one day. You know, it says by Sukkos, Ukachtam Lachem Bayom Harishon. So it says, Sukkos Yom Rishon, Sukkos is Tezvav. So what does the Medrash say? Rishon Lecheshbon Avodos. That on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, we got forgiven. And the new slate starts when? On Sukkos. So everyone asks, what do you mean new slate starts on Sukkos? There are a couple of days in between. What happens with those days in between? The whole discussion about the days. Someone wrote a whole sefer on the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Oh, so the Kedushas Levi says, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meyira, Sukkos is Tshuva Me'ava. So Rishon Cheshbon Avonis means that Hashem now recounts the Averis because he has to make them into Zkuyos. So now he has to recount the Averis, what they are. Because now he's making Cheshbon out to make into Zkuyos. Pashup Shana means Cheshbon Avonis means that what? We got the clean slate on Yom Kippur. And then we begin fresh with new slate of Averis can start on Sukkos. Some say that the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, you're so busy by the Lulav and Esrog and the Sukkah, you don't have time to sit. So, not enough time to sit. Too busy. But the Kedushas Levi's pshat. Oh, sorry. So to put the Shem Shmuel together with Kedushas Levi, maybe you can say that, in other words, the full Tshuva Me'av is on Sukkos. Is the Simchas of Sukkos. Yami HaMelech HaDorav. It's a tremendous Simcha of Sukkos. But the kernel of doing it, of the Ava, is already beginning on Rosh Hashanah. And it gets its fruition on Sukkos. And that's why the Sultan has nothing to say. Because if he's going to bring Averis, he's certainly not going to bring Mitzvahs in front of Hashem. He's going to bring Averis, he's the prosecutor. He's going to bring the Averis. He doesn't want to do that either. Because he knows that the more Averis he brings, the better it is for Klal Yisrael. He's going to mahapik all those Averis to Mitzvahs, because this is the kernel of Tshuva Me'ava. Rav Wolfson, in his Sefer Emunah Sitecha, says there are three reshits. You know, in the Svarim they talk about Olam and Shana and Nefesh. In other words, place, time, and person. So there's a reshit in each one. So the beginning of Zman is Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the world is the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash, from the Beis HaMikdash, everything else was created from Eretz Yisrael. And the beginning of the person is Adam HaRishon. So all these things have the Koyach HaEschatshus, because they're the Reishis. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's why I think he brings down, you don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, that idea, because it's the Kol Chizchatshus. And in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rosh Hashanah, that's why Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Reishis B'Mokom, this is Reishis in Zman. So it's the same idea that as the Koyach HaEschatshus. So the Koyach HaEschatshus is ultimately what's going to destroy the Satan. Because the more Eschatshus, the Satan thrives from when there's no Eschatshus. That's why he's called the Melech Zaken. When there's no Eschatshus, when there's Zikna, that's when he thrives. When people are that way, that's a reflection that gives him power. And that's Atem Nitzovim. Nitzovim means that there's not just standing, but enduring. Because if you... because the more person has the Korach Hizchatshus, so then he endures. In other words, if something you're learning, if the learning becomes dry and stale, then it's not going to endure. That's why I heard from Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, he said over from Rav Baruch Be'er, he felt that if the boys learn and they understand it well, they're not running to finish everything, but they're understanding things well, that's going to give them a certain inspiration in their learning, and then they'll continue learning forever. But if you try to just do too quickly and you're not really enjoying the learning, then ultimately it's going to wither away. So the simcha, the koach hischatshus, is what gives kiyum to something. And as Rosh Hashanah comes, it's a new year, so it's a new hischatshus. And, you know, we have to rethink. You can't take care of everything, but you know how maybe our davening can get reinvigorated or our learning, you know, to have an added simcha sachayim, an added hischatshus, and that ultimately will bring the kiyum to whatever we do. And that's Atem Nitzavim. And that's why the Yetzer Tov is called the Yeled Miskein V'Chacham. But the Yetzer Hara is the Melech Seal. Tov Yeled Miskein V'Chacham Mi Melech Zachin Uchseal. And that's what the Medrash Darshins. And that's how the Shem Yishmuel says, because the youthfulness, that's what the Mefarshim say about Yeshua. Yeshua Nar Lo Yomish Mivnei HaOel. He had that youthfulness, the Hischatshus, the invigoration. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's the Reishis of the Zman. That's why you didn't need to go to the Beis HaMikdash to get the Reishis of Mokom, because we have the Reishis of Zman. That gives us that Koach Hischatshus. So Bez Hashem, as we begin, many people won't be here next week, so I want to wish everyone a Ksiva Chasima Tova, a year of good health, happiness, Hischatshus, freshness, reinvigoration to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn. Sometimes you need reinvigoration in the relationship. It's not only learning, it's Meidodim L'Chaveru as well. And Bez Hashem, the Mizor says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that in Rosh Hashanah we should be Nitzav, that we should have a kiyum that's lasting, that the din on Rosh Hashanah should be a din that's lasting, that's a reinvigoration, that everyone should be Zocha, to be Nichtav, Nechtav, L'Alter, L'Chaim Tov, M'Sholom, L'Ksiva, L'Chasiva Tova, L'Anu, L'Chol, Beis Yisrael.
Amen.
Okay.